This is the medical industry's worst nightmare. It's an inexpensive cure for expensive illnesses.
Wayne Green, W2 Never Say Die.
The running time for this Rain Hamcast podcast is 17 minutes 7 seconds with a station ID break at 8 minutes 15 seconds. There are 10-second breaks to reset Echo Link and All-Star timers at 2:45, 5:28, 8:15, 11:30, and 14:40.
This is Rain Hamcast podcast number 75, W2NSD Pontificates, posted September 3rd, 2022, voiced by Will Rogers, K5WLR. Are you familiar with the name Wayne Green? Wayne was the outspoken publisher of 73 Magazine from 1960 to 2003. He became a silent key on September 13, 2013. Borrowing from the obituary published by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, a hallmark of 73 was Wayne's iconic rambling and wide-ranging Never Say Die editorials, in which he rarely missed the opportunity to tweak the ARRL and its magazine competitors for their perceived shortcomings. There hardly was an issue that Green would not confront. He expounded upon a variety of unconventional science, health and medical theories from cold fusion and landing on the moon to AIDS and cancer cures. In the fall of 1998, Rain founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, approached Wayne with the idea of producing a weekly audio podcast. It became known as Wayne Green Pontificates, and pontificate he did. Here's one of those 10-minute columns Wayne voiced back in 1999.
Hi there, this is Wayne Green, W2NSD calling, W2 Never Say Die, Portable 1, Hancock, New Hampshire. I just putting together a little kit, which I'm going to call a Bell Saver kit. And it will include a cable, which will connect the earphone output of a radio, an AM radio, of course, to the VCR input for audio, so that it's possible to record the Art Bell Show every night on a VCR tape, on a videotape. And if you set your tape for long play, or super long play, you can record all 5 hours of Art Bell. And don't tell him this, but you can fast forward through the news and commercials and so forth and get right down to the nitty-gritty and listen to some of the fascinating guests that he has on and will have on. For instance, oh gosh, he had Robert Bigelow on, who's a fellow that's investing $500 million to get started on a project to have a rocket ship hotel that will orbit the Earth and then be able to go around, do a couple spins around the moon and come back again with the people that are vacationing. And things like that. Anyway, I have this kit, which I'm going to sell for $5, which includes a 6-foot piece of cable with the two connectors on to connect the radio to the VCR, and instructions on how to program the VCR so that you don't miss Art Bell every night. I've been taping him now for a couple of years, and golly, he has some fascinating, and he has some turkeys on also, but you know, I listen to him for about a half hour and say, well, that's enough of that. But others, boy, I listen all the way through, and they're fascinating. And frequently they've written a book, and then I get the book and review it, and you'll read about it in my Secret Guide to Wisdom, which is $5. And that is a review of about 100 books. And I say, look, you're crazy if you don't read these books, because they will explain an awful lot to you. At any rate, another book that I have is on the bioelectrifier, and let me tell you a little bit about the history of that one. I heard about this from a fellow who used to work for me, Jim Morissette. When I first took over as editor of CQ, I hired him on as my assistant editor, and we had a lot of fun. we'd go out water skiing. I had a boat at that time. We'd go out water skiing every afternoon. And it was real tough. We took a trip down to the Virgin Islands and stuff like that. And I had a lot of fun. Later, after he left and I got another fellow to replace him, I had an opportunity to go to Antarctica. And that's kind of a story in itself. But at any rate, I didn't want to take the time off to do it. So I sent him down there and he did a report on the hamming in Antarctica. You know, it was a free trip that the Navy put on, and we had a lot of fun with that. But anyway, one day he mentioned that a fellow that most of us knew named Bob Beck had come up with a way to cure AIDS, HIV. So I called Bob, and he said, sure, and he faxed me a bunch of information on it, including copies of articles in a couple of magazines that said that the two researchers at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York at Yeshiva University had discovered that serendipitously surprised them that if you pass a small microelectric current through the blood, that it prevents the HIV from replicating and kills it and prevents it from attaching itself to the white cells and so forth. And they went on to further research, and they found that passing this electric current through the blood also got rid of any parasites, any yeast infections, stuff like that, microbes, anything that's in there that's harmful. And so they got a patent on it, but they didn't publish. The news leaked out through Science News, but they didn't publish on this. The word got around, several hospitals have patented the process, but they all do it by taking the blood out of people and passing the electric current through it and then putting it back in again. And this, of course, makes it so that it's going to cost, $20,000 to $100,000 for the process. So Bob Beck said, well, you know, he's a physicist. He's a fellow who has all the original patents on flash guns for photography and so forth. And he said, well, heck, why take the blood out when you can put a couple of electrodes over the arteries and the blood circulates down through the body every few seconds. So that way you can pass the electric current through all of the blood just by letting the circulation of the blood in the body take care of it. So he did a test with this and was curing people of AIDS right and left. I heard about this, and so I wrote about it in 73.
You're listening to an audio column, Hap Holly, KC9RP, produced in the late 1990s, called Wayne Green Pontificates. It was voiced weekly by the iconic and outspoken longtime publisher of 73 magazine, Wayne Green, W2NSD, Never Say Die. We'll conclude this column after you identify your station. This is Rain Hamcast Podcast number 75, posted September 3rd, 2022. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
I've published two articles on how to build the little unit, which develops about 40 to 50 volts required and reverses the current so that the resistance doesn't build up in the body, and called a bioelectrifier. And Miller built the units, and he's got boards available and so forth, and I published that in a couple of issues of 73. Those issues, of course, quickly sold out, so I've reprinted those articles along with the original Beck circuit in a booklet for $10, which is called the Bioelectrifier Handbook. What is it doing? It is curing all kinds of things. It's amazing. And, of course, this is the medical industry's worst nightmare. It's an inexpensive cure for expensive illnesses. Getting the word around is very difficult. I approached AIDS support groups and said, look, there's a simple way of curing AIDS, and they scream at me and get all excited and upset. AIDS is incurable, they scream. AIDS is incurable. Well, their whole stick is based on that. And the idea that it can be easily cured is their worst nightmare. So they're not particularly interested in that. I've tried to get some hospitals to do some tests on that. A fellow that I met who's the head of research at one of the largest hospitals in Canada, and I've tried to get him to do some research and to test this. I think he was afraid of the repercussions of doing that. He wouldn't do it. Now, does it work? Well, I got a letter just a couple of days ago from a woman. She says, I'm 75 years old. I got a bioelectrifier, and my doctor couldn't believe what happened on my last visit. And he took a second set of x-rays, and he said, my gosh, your cancer is completely gone. And I'm getting reports like this frequently of cancer being wiped out. Now, what I think happens is that the bioelectrifier gets rid of all of this terrible stuff that's in the blood, parasites, yeast, fungus, microbes, viruses, and so forth, and allows the immune system to come up to industrial strength. Now, one of the things that cancer researchers have discovered is that you get cancer primarily because your immune system has been compromised. And we do that with poisons such as alcohol, coffee, cigarettes, and aspartame, which is known as NutraSweet, mercury in our teeth, and so forth from amalgam teeth. These are all poisons that make our immune system so it doesn't work so well. The body is constantly generating cancers, and the immune system's business is to get in there, find them, and get rid of them. If you darn near kill the immune system, naturally you're going to get cancer of something. Where it gets is irrelevant. They all come from about the same source. So when you rebuild your immune system, it gets rid of that and gets rid of the cancers. That's what's been going on. There is a company up here in New Hampshire that is making the bioelectrifier units for $155 for the electronically challenged. But for hams, it should be no problem. The parts cost less than $20 from Mouser Electronics. And you can build it in an evening. There's not much to it. It's very simple. Just takes a 9-volt battery, builds it up with a voltage multiplier to about 50 volts, and reverses the polarity about 8 times a second. I recommend using the Schumann frequency, which is 8.3 hertz, just for the heck of it. But at any rate, that's what's happening. Cancer and AIDS and old Lyme disease and a whole bunch of these other things are curable. Now, you'd say, well, why isn't the Cancer Society, American Cancer Society, why aren't they all excited about this? Well, if you put yourself in the position of the head of the American Cancer Society, you're making a couple million dollars a year, you've got 20,000 people working for you, and you have a big campus of buildings, all devoted to finding a cure for cancer. Well, what is your worst nightmare? It's a simple, inexpensive cure for cancer. That's the worst thing that could happen and destroy your whole world. So they're not interested. And, of course, the same thing goes for the research institutes that are devoted to all of the other major illnesses. Oh, wait till you read some of the books that I've reviewed in my Secret Guide to Wisdom about the medical industry and how they have gone to great lengths to destroy anybody who comes up with inexpensive cures for things. They've been doing this for many, many years. And the result is that we have the most expensive health, and I use that term loosely, healthcare system, I should say medical industry, in the world. And we're having third world results as a result of all of that. Our children are not living as healthy and long as they could. And we're down about the bottom on all of these things as far as actual health is concerned. So I have a book out anyway called The Secret Guide to Health, which tells how you can get healthy and what poisons to avoid, what food to eat, and so forth, that your body is designed to use, etc. And I even have a new little pamphlet out that I'm throwing in with the Secret Guide to Health, which explains how anybody who wants to lose weight can do it, and do it without dieting, without exercise, and so forth and so on. And this is a magical new approach that I've just discovered and I've written about, and it all fits together and makes sense. Well, if you darn near kill the immune system, naturally you're going to get cancer of something. Where it gets is irrelevant. They all come from about the same source. How do you get in touch with me? Very simple. Wayne Green, Hancock, New Hampshire, 03449. That's Hancock, New Hampshire, 03449. I'll get you a catalog of my books and so forth, and you can find out about it. Or you can look me up on the web at www.waynegreen.com. And get my catalog there in the order form, and I'll look forward to getting it by fax or by email, for that matter. And I guess that'll hold you for now. Glad you tuned in to W2NSD, W2 Never Say Die, Portal 1, Hancock, New Hampshire. Wayne Green signing off.
The thoughts and meanderings of Wayne Green, W2NSD, the outspoken publisher of 73 Magazine from 1960 to 2003. RAIN founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, produced this early podcast in the late 90s. Wayne became a silent key on September 13, 2013. As stated by former ARRL CEO Dave Sumner, Wayne Green will be remembered in many different ways by many different people, but he will be long remembered. RAIN founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, edits and produces this biweekly ham radio hamcast without monetization. Your support via PayPal and feedback on the RAINReport.com are appreciated. Copyright 1985-2022 RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network. All rights reserved. RAIN programming is made available under a Creative Commons license. You are encouraged to download, share, post, and transmit the RAIN Hamcast in its entirety via amateur radio. RAIN Hamcast podcast number 76 will post September 17, 2022. Thanks to Tom Shimizu, N9JDI, for posting a not-for-broadcast version of these podcasts via the RAIN Report channel on YouTube. Very 73 from RAIN. Keep on hamming.